Hello, it's Dr. Charlie, and I want to welcome you to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Today and every day, you can find us at active-faith.org. And we are striving to retake the land, expel evil, and heal the soul through the power of God's word. Today, I want to talk to you about one of God's names, Jehovah Jireh. And that is the God who provides. And when we know the different characters, the different names of God, we understand just what he is, how he loves us, and to what degree he will go out and fight for us and take care of us. Well, Jehovah Jireh means that he is going to provide for us. And sometimes that means that he is going to give for us financially, or he's going to provide the provisions for our everyday needs. But I would like to tell you a story of a time he provided when there didn't seem to be any provision coming in a really unique situation. So I live in Northeast Texas, and I was working with a single mom who had her first child very young. And her grandparents had taken that child in. This was a bad family situation, I should just tell you. Bad family situation. And her grandparents had taken her child in temporarily. And for whatever reasons, they had got the grandmother, not the grandfather. It was a grandmother and a step grandfather. The grandmother had gotten full custody of that child, but she was supposed to stay in the state of Texas. She was supposed to stay in the area, but they didn't do that. Instead, they decided to move to Virginia. And they moved to Virginia and they took the child. And it was only after they moved and gotten the child in school and, all the things that then they told her they were in Virginia. And she had already filed a lawsuit in the state of Texas, because of that situation. So you can imagine it was ugly and stressful and all of those things. She calls me up one day. I've been working with her. She's been going to church with me. And she said, "Oh my gosh, my grandmother just died." And I said, "Oh my goodness. Well, are you going to get your son back?" And she said, "No one contacted me. I heard about it through social media, and they're hiding him from me," because she had been talking to him pretty regularly. And suddenly he was off the grid, couldn't talk to him, nothing like that. And she said, "I have a bad, bad feeling. I need to get up to Virginia and I need to get my child." I'm like, okay. So I prayed about it and I felt like we were supposed to do this. She didn't know where anybody lived. She didn't know how many people were really involved in this quote unquote custody situation. But the only person who legally had custody of her child was the grandmother, and the grandmother was deceased. And the next person was her. So we take her papers and we take off for Virginia. Y'all are going to think I'm crazy. Sometimes I think I am. And we drive all the way to Virginia the week of Thanksgiving. We get up there. The weather is terrible. It's sleeting one minute, snow the next, sleeting one minute, snow the next. And it's terrible weather. And we're going back and forth. She did manage to talk to a family member. And the family member said that she would not be allowed to see her son. She would not be allowed to attend the funeral. And she would not be taking her child back to Texas. But legally, she had a right to. And so we went to the authorities. So we're going all around this colonial looking area in Virginia that was, all of the the government buildings, the local government buildings, and we're trying to get help. And we would go to one office and say, this is the situation. Who do I need to speak to? We talked to attorneys. We talked to deputies. I think we even talked to the sheriff at one point. We talked to local police. We talked to anybody who would listen. We were seeking assistance, and we kept getting shut door, shut door, shut door. And I just kept thinking, Lord, this mama wants her child. And she hasn't done anything at this point that warrants her not getting her child. This is just family disagreement. And I'm just asking for you to provide. And this scripture came to my mind, and I just prayed it with her. And I said, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And I'm just asking for you to provide a way for us to get this child. And we were trying to abide all the laws and do all things the right way. So we are in the basement of a government building, and we're telling our plight to yet one more disinterested person. And we hear this deep voice behind us. And he said, is your last name? And he gave her last name, which I'm not going to share. And she turned around and she said, yes. And it was a deputy. And he said, you need to go to this building, go upstairs, and go straight into the courtroom. And she said, what time? He said, right now, run. And we were like right now? He goes, right now, and you need to run. So we're like, okay. So we take off, we get upstairs, we go outside. It is literally sleeting. It's nasty. We run across this thing anyway, and we get to the building. We're trying to get in the door, and the security won't let me take in my cell phone. All I could do is throw my cell phone under a bush. I literally said, Lord, please protect my cell phone. I threw my cell phone under a bush, and we race up the stairs. We go into the courtroom on the second floor, just like we had been instructed. And as we walked in, the judge was stating, and no one knows where this child mother is. Like, she's just gone. And my friend was able to say, no, she's not. She's right here. I cannot even tell you the level of shock and anger that was on some relatives' faces when they turned around and she was suddenly standing there, because they had gone behind her back the moment her grandmother died and filed a custody suit for the child. And they had it rushed, and they were about to get temporary custody of that child. And I literally saw them snarling and gnashing their teeth, like the Bible says, you know, that the enemy will snarl and gnash his teeth. You can go to Psalm 37 and there's reference to that, but it was demonic. And she introduced herself to the judge, and the judge said, I thought that you lived in Texas. She said, I do, but I have custody of my child and I'm here to prove it. And the judge said, do you have paperwork to show that? And she said, yes, ma'am, it's right here. And she went up and showed the judge. And the judge said, because this case is already opened in another state, I am canceling all of these requests, all of these filings, and the child goes back to the mother. And she did get her child. Sometimes God provides a voice of direction. Sometimes God provides a way for a miracle to happen when we cannot even see it coming. Was that a real deputy? Was it an angel? I don't know. I'm grateful no matter what it was. I can tell you that my cell phone was okay. I went back out to the bush and got my cell phone, and it worked just fine. But what an amazing way for God to provide. See, sometimes we don't have to fight our battles with our fist or our wit or our logic or our intellect. We just have to fight it with faith and the word. I hope this story encourages you, and I so encourage you to go to the word and study the word and know that he is your provider. This has been Battle Plan, and I hope to see you next time when we discuss even more exciting ways to fight your daily battles with the word of God.